No?
Going on the
hey, do you guys have friends?
Yeah.
At all?
Multiple.
Multiple friends.
I got
about 24 friends? What happened to the 25th one? Did you dump her?
No.
No, just 24. Okay, good. So you have a whole bunch of friends. Josie, do you have a lot of friends? Yeah, what's one of your friends' names? Eden? Oh, Ethan and Andrew. That's wonderful names. Did I get that right? Ethan and what?
AJ.
Oh, AJ. Okay, well, that's good. And if you ever meet an Andrew, you could be their friend, too. And how about you, Mariah? Name a couple friends.
Josie.
Okay, relative, counts, good. Go next.
Chuck.
Chuck. All right, we're reaching now.
Neil and Becky.
Okay, anybody under the age of 80? Just kidding. Just kidding.
Teacher's daughter.
Of course, your teacher's daughter. Great, great. Well, all of us have friends. And one of the neat things about having friends is that we're able to share things that we like and enjoy with our friends. And also, when we do have one of those days that, oh my gosh, it just seems like every day gets more difficult, even when we have a day like that, friends are able to help us get through those days as well. Because one of the greatest blessings that God has given us, and it's true for every single person here, and I know it's true, is that we are not alone. God did not put us on this planet alone. First of all, we had to have a mom and dad. And after that, we have sometimes lots of family, and if not, lots of neighbors. And we have lots of people who are around us. Now, sometimes we can feel lonely. Sometimes even, you know, sitting in a class filled with people, sometimes we can just have one of those days where we feel kind of alone, even when we're surrounded by lots of faces. But God is always present with us. And one of the neat things about God is that he is always available to us, no matter where we are or where we go. You know, tomorrow is what day we celebrate in this country?
Memorial Day.
Memorial Day. And what do we remember on Memorial Day? We celebrate our country, yes, and our country would not be here if not for the sacrifice, and on Memorial Day, especially the sacrifice of those who have given their life for our nation. And so our country, all around our country, here in Cape May, Lower Township, all over the place, we're going to have celebrations, not just laughing and having fun, but rejoicing in God's blessings to this nation, reminding us that it came at a great cost. And even having a friend, it has a cost to it too. You know, when we have friends, we have to put up with them. Yeah, sometimes that's kind of tough. Yeah, I hear a couple amens out there already today, yes. And other times, of course, when we're feeling sad, it's great to have someone stand with us, but that means we have to be a friend to others as well. And tomorrow, I hope as you celebrate Memorial Day that you'll also have a chance, maybe you'll meet a new friend. Because chances are, Josie wasn't your very good friend, Mariah, until you met her. And I bet Josie, Ethan, the friend that you have, I bet he wasn't a friend of yours until you met him. And so let's be open to friendships as they develop all around us and to be a friend. And to help you celebrate that, we can't let the day go by without a way to celebrate with our friends for Memorial Day. What do you think of that? Would you like one? All right, there you go. You can have fun. You can share it with your friend. And let's remember that Jesus is the light of the world and invites us to be a good friend to those we meet. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for friendships. And thank you most of all when Jesus said, I now call you friends. Lord, thank you that you've invited us into that special spiritual relationship. Thank you for your sacrifice, your death on the cross that gives us life everlasting. And I thank you for Josie and Mariah today. I thank you for their friends. I ask you to keep their friends safe, that you protect them all and give them grace to have new friends and to be a friend. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for being here today.